The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Take a deeper look at homelessness and human trafficking through Turtle Bay, Shadows of the Human Condition, Elephants and Demeter's Children, on display now. Explore artist Sandra Relier's impactful artworks, showcasing the stories of our local homeless community and the international plight of human trafficking. Shadows of the Human Condition is on display through January 13th and is presented by Dignity Health North State. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
This hour of the Laura Ingram Show is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics, serving Reading for over 45 years.
The greatest accomplishment that she has ever had in politics.
You are listening to the Laura Ingram Show, 855-40-LAURA. Michelle Obama on her book tour. She sold 3 million books. It's amazing. She receives the RFK Human Rights Award in New York City. And, oh no, Barack Obama did. And Michelle Obama is on her book tour, and she's talking a good game about everyone needs to get along, and everybody needs to look past race, and we get out of our boxes and relate to each other as human beings. Well, I could not agree more with her. I think she's 100% right about that. And we do tend to see people in, we all bring our own life experiences and sometimes our biases to the table. I mean, liberals look at conservatives a certain way. Conservatives look at liberals a certain way, if you talk about politics at all. And then if you're from the South and you have an accent, you know, people in the North, that's the first thing they notice. And if you're, you know, if you're someone who seems to have a chip on his shoulder because, you know, you live in a cool area of San Francisco or Tony area of, I don't know, Cambridge, Mass, or in fancy area in Georgetown in Washington, you know, people think, you know, you're too condescending for your own good. You don't understand the way I live. But who is the most divisive of them all? I mean, is Donald Trump the most divisive? Because that's kind of what they're getting at here, right? That Trump was divisive.
No matter what I do, we are still in a position where there's still so few of us. When we are in positions of power, we feel like, then I mess this up, because they'll never let another one up in here.
Yeah.
That's
so true.
It's like, we can't make mistakes. We can't get indicted.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's kind of, that sentence is kind of at war. A number of fronts. Number one, she's saying we all tend to see each other in a, you know, we're in these boxes. We can't see past them. On the other hand, she goes right to race. You know, and saying, oh, they won't want another one of those. Again, that's a very It's a very cynical view of America. And you got to replay these, James, so people hear them for a second time, because the first time you hear them sometimes is not enough. Can we hear that again, please? Could we hear that bite again so we can... We want to reestablish what Michelle said there.
Some years later before you didn't, no matter what I do, we are still in the position where there's still so few of us. When we are in positions of power, we feel like, then I mess this up, because they'll never let another one up here.
Yeah. That's so true.
It's like, we can't make mistakes. We can't get indicted.
Okay. They're never gonna never gonna let another one like that. Like, I guess, black person be president. Or there are not enough black people in positions of power. Okay. I don't know what Michelle is.
Press about. But the Democrats are just, now there is no doubt about it, they are against enforcing the border. They have no desire to enforce the border at all. 855-40-LAURA. Well, I think that also we have a lot more.
I believe that incoming Speaker Pelosi has little latitude to make a deal. Now, I must say, if I were in her shoes, I would rather not be dealing with this year's business next year.
Well, I think the Senate has got to take a really tough stance here. And you, the people, I mean, look, you voted for this administration because you wanted our borders enforced. You see that new Gallup poll, the two biggest issues on the people's minds? The government and immigration. Two issues. The government and immigration. Now, what does that tell you? What does that tell you? That they're getting it right up there? You do get very frustrated. I will say that. As an individual who wants the best for the country, who sees much of the country slowly slipping away, our view on the rule of law, common sense, pragmatism, our sovereignty, our independence. If it weren't for Trump, I can't even imagine where we'd be if it weren't for Trump. I did a big angle last night on the rise of China and the big threat. We get caught up in Flynn or Comey or Cohen or the Trump Foundation or Hillary's emails. And look, not that that's not important. It is. It's all important. But the future is whether it's going to be the American century or the Chinese century. And were it not for Trump, China would just be proceeding full steam ahead and have already probably they probably would have already passed the U.S. economy as the biggest economy. Xi, by the way, said a couple of days ago when he came out and said Marxism and Leninism is still our reigning ideology. He said, you know, we're the number two economy in the world. Not for long. Unless America has the right economic policies, not for long, if America has to spend billions of dollars a year in caring for illegal immigrants and their children and their extended family. And then there are these bright lights.
People voted for Donald Trump for a lot of reasons. I would suggest that building a wall was not, even though that was his applause line, I don't think that's why a lot of Americans voted for him, if you look at the poll numbers.
We need the wall.
Okay. How many of you believe that the wall was one of the top issues that you voted for Trump in? I mean, we have, how many sound bites do we have of President Trump in the campaign talking about the wall? Mexico's going to pay for it. We're going to build the wall. We're going to build the wall. That's every campaign speech and every callback from the audience. Now, I think people, you know, soon understood that it wasn't going to be as simple as having Mexico write us a check. But I think most did believe that the wall was going to get built.
I think most people believe that. If the wall is not built, whom do you blame? So we go to 2020. We get to 2020, the wall's not going to be built. I'll just tell you right, it's not going to be built. Whom do you blame? 855-40-LAURA. That's actually a really good question for people to grapple with. Now, do you believe there are a lot of Republicans who would say, okay, Trump didn't get the wall built, so I'm going to vote for Elizabeth Warren? Probably not. But just for blame purposes as we go into the holiday season, a lot of people are blaming each other at the end of the year. Who's to blame here? And Dick Durbin, again, trying to convince people that, oh, don't worry, the Democrats are really for something at our southern border.
Are we building the wall or not?
We're building barriers on the border that the experts tell us are needed, and virtually none of them want a solid wall that the president's asked for. They want physical barriers they can see through. We're putting more technology on the border, more people on the border, things that will be effective in keeping America safe.
So they want the people to actually cross the border. When they say we want people on the border, well, that's true. We do want people on the border. But we want to stop people from coming in the first place. We don't want them coming in illegally in the first place. The Democrats actually want them to get a foot over the border because that means many of them are going to be able to stay. Most of them. Not many. Most. So that's millions and millions of new voters in the United States. If the wall is not built by 2020, whom do you blame? 855-40-LAURA. Second to last show. I want to tell all of you that this has been a wild and woolly and fun and blessed 17 and a half years in radio. And it's all because of you. Really. I mean, we had great staff, great, you know, political events, cultural, storms that we've helped navigate. And I've learned so much about the country, the people, the goodness of the basic goodness of the American people, and myself. And it's just been wild. And the podcast will be the same, but it'll be different. I won't be with you the same time every day, 9 to noon. But it's a bittersweet week. But I'm really looking forward to this new chapter, and very much looking forward to finding out whom you blame if the wall is not built. 2020 rolls around. Who gets the blame? 855-40-LAURA.
We have been compiling quite the list of entries into the John Kerry campaign theme song contest.
The country doesn't know it yet, but it's created a monster.
They're creepy and they're kooky.
Okay, wait a second. I think that's my new favorite. I love that you rang.
The numbers don't add up. He's not multiplying the jobs. He's trying to divide America.
The whole beat works well, don't you think? All right, enough. Okay, stop.
The Laura Ingram Show.
Paint Marts have been locally owned and operated since 1967, proudly serving our community for over 50 years with the ultimate service, prices, and quality in paints, stains, wall coverings, automotive finishes, and project planners. Please visit us at Paint Marts located at 2330 Larkspur Lane off Hilltop. That's two doors down from Lee's Honda. And happy holidays to our military, both veterans and active duty during this joyous season.
Season's greetings from the Reading Civic Auditorium. This is Nathan Parmalee, talent buyer for the Civic. We wish all our veterans and active duty servicemen and women a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Everyone at the Reading Civic Auditorium is grateful for your service to our country and extend our hopes for a peaceful and prosperous new year for you and your families. Stay warm, stay safe, and we'll see you soon at the Civic.
at Turtle Bay Exploration Park for incredible inventions now through January 4th. Follow in the footsteps of famous inventors like the great Leonardo da Vinci and Archimedes through 50 interactive exhibits, great for all ages. Incredible Inventions is organized by Artisans of Florence and is presented by Five Star Bank in Redding Rancheria with support by Shasta Pathology Associates and Dutch Bros Coffee, the Reznor family. Incredible Inventions is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
On December 20th, a favorite State of Jefferson holiday tradition returns to Redding's historic Cascade Theater with a Celtic Christmas. Tamashine Foley's heartwarming holiday frolic returns with all new stories, music, and dances that celebrate Irish culture and the giving spirit of Christmas. A Celtic Christmas, December 20th at 7:30. Tickets at 530-243-8877 or CascadeTheater.org.
Discount code Laura, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Laura.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Call Laura now, 1-855-40-LAURA.
We don't win. We don't win at the border. People cross the border. So what are we going to do at the border, folks? Build a wall. Build a wall.
I think American people recoil from this idea of a wall. As a practical matter, it makes very little sense, diverts resources, and frankly, it sometimes makes for more illegal aliens because those who are casual travelers back and forth in the, across the barrier get caught in the United States.
For the most part, think of it, it's common sense. I mean, really.
Well, the support for Trump's border wall has increased by 10% since early 2017. But, oh no, people didn't vote for Trump because of the wall. Of course they did. People see the country slipping away. They see the sense of rule of law getting buried in political correctness and do-gooder liberalism and the hunger for cheap labor. By the Chamber of Commerce types, and they're sick of it. They see millions of people who've come here legally, and then they see millions of people who've gamed the system, and they're tired of it. We are not a country that must take everyone who wants to come here. That's not harsh. That's just reality. We are incredibly generous. We are incredibly compassionate, more so than any country in the face of the planet. And we like the fact that we are. But the idea that we have to throw our doors open to every single person who wants to come here, regardless of what our own people want, is obscene. It's absolutely obscene. And it costs us billions upon billions of dollars every year. And we'll save billions. Trump is exactly right. We will save billions of dollars every month if we have a border wall. Billions. Linda, line two in Nebraska. Linda, welcome.
Hi, thank you. Yes, I blame the Republican Congress. We've had 2 years of them piddling around. If they'd gotten in with Trump and behind him in the first place, we'd have this all taken care of. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, wouldn't it have been great if we had a Speaker of the House who in early January 2017 said, let's do that wall. Let's get that done. Let's do the immigration push right now, and let's get infrastructure done. We'll be on our way.
Political conventional wisdom, particularly at the time, was stay the heck away from Paul Ryan.
Well, but at least he had time to do his long, multi-part video goodbye. That is, did he produce, like, did his office produce that? I can't get any clarity on that. USA to pull troops from Syria, good. We got to get out of Syria. We should never have been there in the first place. Our troops should come home. That's another thing. Donald Trump promised that we would not be committing thousands of troops in the Middle East when there was no strategic interest to do so. And they're going to say, oh, you're giving it to Putin. No. We, by pulling our troops out of Syria, we are preventing more bloodshed in Syria because it has been a nonstop mess in Syria now for years. And we can't handle our own borders, let alone try to enforce the borders of other countries. Look, if we didn't have a $20 trillion debt, if we had our borders shored up, if we had a Congress that actually did what you needed to do, then maybe we could do more in these other countries. But right now, we got to focus on the home front and do what we can to help our allies where we can. But other than that, like, how many of you think we should get the heck out of Afghanistan? I don't think a single American should be away from their family at Christmas because of some godforsaken place, Afghanistan. I'm sorry. The fact that we're losing men in Afghanistan still is just a travesty. Why are we sacrificing our best? For what? What are we getting in Afghanistan? I think nobody wants to admit that America didn't win in Afghanistan. That's what I think. And it's a hard pill to swallow. But another American life? For what? Taliban still constituted there. Yeah. Al-Qaeda, ISIS, the Taliban, all operating still in Afghanistan. Still. And what are we exactly accomplishing there? Oh, we're working with the tribal leaders. Are we still doing that? I think Donald Trump should make a massive push to get our troops out of the Middle East. Out of the Middle East, and work with our ally Israel, shore up our economy at home. Chris Christie up next.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Reading Kia.
Tis the season to light up the holidays. Let's do this.
Reading Kia has great sale prices on their award-winning lineup of SUVs. And with no payments until after the new year.
Wrap it, put a bow on it, and put that new all-wheel drive 2019 Kia Sorento under your tree.
That's a great idea.
You know, that winter driving can be a little tricky, but not in a super affordable 2019 Kia Sportage. It's all-wheel drive, and for those really challenging weather conditions, you can lock it into true four-wheel drive for extra traction and safety.
That's a really great idea.
You can do that in a Sorento, too.
And remember, every new Kia comes with America's best warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
So light up the holidays, make a great deal, and drive home happy with a new SUV from Reading Kia.
And as the marketing director for Reading Kia, I can assure you nobody does it better.
Reading Kia, Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
The Light Up the Holiday sales event ends January 2nd, 2019.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. My tuber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The joy of the Lord or the affliction of evil, the choice is ours. We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Call Laura now, 1-855-40-LAURA.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Oh, the holidays are coming fast, and with them, well, you got the family, the friends, they're all stampeding. And while they're arriving at your house, there's never enough time to be fully prepared. But the great thing about SelectBlinds.com is that they're going to take the stress out of redoing your rooms and making your windows look nice. Take the stress away. Really easy. Just go to SelectBlinds.com. You'll see all the best blinds, shades, and shutters. You see the same fantastic quality you see on all your favorite home improvement shows. And they take the guesswork out of ordering blinds online. It's so easy. We got our blinds for our garage and up in our guest room, and they look beautiful. And there's just so many wonderful options. It's easy. And by the way, the best deals now on SelectBlinds.com, just in time for the family to arrive. And you mention our show at checkout using the drop-down menu, and you'll be good to go. Order now at SelectBlinds.com, and you can ensure delivery before Christmas at SelectBlinds.com.
His wall, as I understood it, was a wall in the medieval sense, a big old concrete wall into the heavens. And I don't know how he was going to accomplish that. But those walls, by and large, are always subject to tunnels and ladders. Mm-hmm. And so the experts have told us there's a better way to keep America safe. Why is the president stuck on a 19th century solution to a 21st century challenge?
You're listening to your healthy radio addiction, 855-40-LAURA. It's really interesting to see that support for the wall has gone up 10% since early 2017 when the president, of course, came into office. As things get worse on the southern border, and they're getting worse and worse, support will probably grow for it. Yet, the promise isn't delivered. And Congress, it is stunning to see this all this time later, and Congress has not delivered on a wide range of necessary reforms to the way we process people, the way people are allowed to just be released into the system once they come in. It's really a travesty. Joining us now, one of my favorites, former New Jersey governor, see him on ABC News, Chris Christie, and he joins us now. Governor, how are you?
Great, Laura. How are you today?
I'm very well. Aren't you excited? You're one of my favorites if you're on in the next, you know, two shows. So that means you're one of my absolute faves.
Well, you're one of mine, so that's good to feel.
All right. Well, good. We're mutual admiration society. All right. What do you make of this stalemate on the wall? We're going to get into Comey and all the rest of the nonsense as well. But what do you make of where we are now? They got thousands of people who are camped out in Tijuana and thousands more coming across every week in Texas. Yet apparently nobody wants to put fortifications on the border. They just want drones flying overhead. I'm not sure what drones are going to do.
Well, I think it's incredibly predictable, Laura, when you have America divided, right, in terms of its attitude towards all this stuff. People, seize upon division, right? So if they think that we're not united in having a secure border and having borders that matter in this country and laws that are enforced, well, then they're gonna come and they're gonna try to test us in the way that they're testing us right now at the border. And I think, unfortunately, it's really predictable because all they're doing in Congress is playing politics and worried about what the next poll is going to say rather than what's best for our country's long-term national security.
Well, and when you see the number of family units crossing the border illegally, they're crossing the border, and then basically because of a federal judge, the Flores ruling, they ultimately just have to be released. And oftentimes, if children have come across unaccompanied under the age of 18, they have to be either housed at an incredibly expensive clip every day for the American taxpayers, or they're sent off to, quote, sponsors. We're talking, Governor Christie, over the last 10 years, and it's mostly seen the uptick over the last four, tens of thousands, I guess upward of almost close to 170,000 children sent all across the country. And we have, this is no country on the face of the planet does this except ours.
No, and listen, this is why, you know, the fact that we have not come to grips with modernizing our laws and making sure that we deal with all the modern challenges that we have to all this is just, it's just crazy. And quite frankly, both parties in Congress are to blame. I mean, the fact is Republicans had control of the Congress, for the last couple of years. And even though they didn't have 60 in the Senate, you know, they could have done some things that could have put a lot of pressure on the Democrats to do what they said they themselves were going to do, over years in terms of securing the border. And we didn't do it, as a party. So we're to blame too. The Democrats, all they want to do is play politics on this, and they don't give a darn about the toll that it takes on the people in our country, but also the toll that it takes when you're separating families, when other things are going on, for those who come to the border. I think those people, at least some of them, would be willing to do it legally if there was a clear, smart, enforceable legal path to do it as well. But, you know, as long as we're going to show division on this, you know, people are going to take the easy route, and the easy route is to do it illegally.
Yeah, well, again, we have, I guess, 160 million people in that latest Pew Global Survey want to come to the United States. So just because you're in Guatemala or Salvador doesn't mean you should be able to jump ahead of people in Nigeria or people in, you know, Norway or people from anywhere else on the planet. I mean, I don't know why we're giving people a geographical advantage in being able to gain access to the resources of the United States. I find that to be that's just not the smart. I think merit-based immigration, which is what the president has spoken about since he came into office, is the way to go. We need people who have, if anything, have special skills. We don't need any more low-skilled labor. We got the low-skilled labor for the most part covered, but specialized labor is, I think, what a lot of these businesses today are looking for. Governor, why didn't you take the chief of staff job? A lot of us, of course, everybody knows that I was pushing for Christie. Not that he needs my push, because I think he was already being considered. But I'm just like, see, I just want Christie in Washington. Okay, I want someone to, but I want someone to clunk heads together if necessary. But why didn't you decide to take it?
I mean, really, Laura, it was a completely personal decision at this point. First, let me be clear, the president didn't offer it.
Well, okay. Well, why didn't you put your name in the ring?
Right. And I took it out after having met with him because I really felt like I've got one son who is a senior in high school right now and a daughter who's a sophomore in high school. They weren't going to move. Obviously, we didn't want to take them out of school. And I just felt like at this point, after 16 years of public service, it was my job to be a father first and to be home first with them and to enjoy this last year with my son for sure. To make sure that I didn't leave him as he's applying to college and going through all those stressful times.
Yeah, it's awful.
Through. And that's really, you know, in the end, it's good problems to have, but if you're the chief of staff to the president, you're not going to have any time to, you know, help with college essays or deal with the stress that goes along with that, or he's playing his final baseball season. I want to see his baseball game. So, you know, after 16 years of public service, I decided for the first time in my life to take a pass on something and take a pass on an opportunity and put my children first. And so it was a hard decision, though, because I love the president, and we've been friends for 16 years, and I want to try to help him as much as I can because I think his agenda for the country is so important. And he needs people down there to help him better implement it than it's been done so far.
Do you know Mick Mulvaney?
A little bit. I got to meet Mick when during Hurricane Sandy and the discussion with Congress about Hurricane Sandy aid back in 2012, and known him a little bit now in this administration. So I can't say I know Mick well, but we do know each other.
I know you talk to the president regularly, and I know he respects your point of view. This is going to be a tough turn in the new year. We have now the Trump Foundation is shuttered. They are going to examine every aspect of the president's business life, the Trump hotels, the inauguration, everything else that's outstanding. What's the best way to proceed, given all of the swirling investigations for him as just politically, and how would you advise him?
Well, listen, I think it's you have to do it different ways depending upon the investigation, unfortunately, right? So I think first off, we've got to understand that we're going to have a Democratic House of Representatives, which means there's going to be more subpoenas thrown on the White House than you can count.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, you know, he's got an excellent new White House counsel in Pat Cipollone, and I think he needs to be staffed up tremendously with even more lawyers than he's got right now to be able to deal with that. And I think the president's got to draw a very firm line in terms of these investigations in the House and not allow his cabinet members and his senior staff members to be constantly distracted by giving testimony and complying with subpoenas. And so I think you have to be very tough on those. I've told him dozens of times over the last 2 years that on the Mueller investigation, it's time for us just to, you know, let the Mueller investigation finish. I don't believe that the president has a problem from the campaign, from the things that I saw, and let's let it finish. And we have no choice but to have that happen. I think politically, otherwise, any type of attempt to forestall or to cut off the Mueller investigation would be lethal politically to him. So, for better or worse, he made the decision to make Jeff Sessions the AG. He made the decision.
Yeah.
To allow all this stuff to go forward and to put the team that he put at the Department of Justice. Mm. And he has now paid the price for that for the last 2 years because of what I think were ill-advised decisions that were made on recusal and on the issue of the appointment of a special counsel to begin with. So I think all those things are, things that we've got to live with now, and the president has to live with that. And lastly, for all these state-based type of investigations, I just see them for the politics that they are. I think the president closing down the Trump Foundation makes sense. Enough. You don't want me to give out money to charity? Great. I'll close it down.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll move on. So I think – and the last piece, Laura, is that I think that the president has to show an ability, which he hasn't shown to date, but which I think he has, which is to compartmentalize this stuff. You can't allow this to rule your ability to govern. I went through this when Bridgegate was investigated, and I had three different investigations on me at the same time, all of which led to nothing in terms of me or the senior members of my administration. And you had to learn that you can't worry about it every minute of every day. You have to spend some time on it every day and then put it aside and go back and govern. And that's what the president's going to have to get himself to do, and his staff's going to have to encourage him to do that every day.
Yeah, and I think, again, it's a new era. Everyone thinks, and I think the Republicans, maybe they thought they were going to be able to accomplish more in the beginning of 2017 and that first year, and it wasn't that easy. And the Democrats feel like they have the wind at their backs now because they have the House of Representatives. But I'm telling you, they always, always, always overreach. They always overreach on this stuff, and I think it's going to backfire on the Democrats. If the president plays his cards right, and I think he has a terrific team, despite not having you in there, I think he has a terrific team. But if he plays his cards right, watch what the Democrats do. They're going to step
up. You're absolutely right. He's got to play his cards right. He's got to compartmentalize. He can't overreact to what they do, and let them give them enough rope for them to hang themselves. That's what they'll do, and they've done it before, and I think they'll do it again. And so, I mean, that's really important for the president to understand is that, you know, his adversaries here in the Democratic members of Congress, they want to overreach. They are in, as we've called it, Trump derangement syndrome. You know, he drives them crazy. Well, okay, let's use that to our advantage then politically to let them go and spend all mm-hmm. the time on investigations and talk of impeachment and all the rest of that. All we'll do is anger the American people even more, because things will not be getting done. And I will tell you, too, Laura, I think one of the biggest mistakes that early staff and Congress made, and this was really driven by Speaker Ryan, was to deal with Obamacare first.
Mm.
I think there was a huge mistake, because we know that's a really difficult issue. Not that it doesn't need to be dealt with, but it's very difficult politically to deal with. And I think the president should have dealt with tax cuts first. He should have dealt with border security.
Yeah, absolutely. I cannot agree with you more. I would have done the border.
Obamacare.
I would have done a border, tax cut, maybe infrastructure if you get all that done. That would be socko. Yeah. But well, coulda, yeah, shoulda, woulda.
And, right, coulda, shoulda, woulda. And I think that now we've got to understand, though, what those mistakes were politically and not repeat them now with the new Congress.
No,
right?
Can't
Let's
do it.
Let's not do it again.
Can't do it.
We're getting dragged into, because of the decision that was made in Texas, the Democrats want to drag us into another big
mistake
over Obamacare.
Mistake. No. They can't overplay their hands. That decision is going to be overturned by the Fifth Circuit anyway, Obamacare judge. All right, before we let you go, Governor, on our second-to-last radio show, Jim Comey said he takes no responsibility for any reputational harm done to the FBI, that it's on the president's shoulders. Your reaction?
Outrageous. And, you know, I worked with Jim Comey for a long time. He was my colleague when I was U.S. Attorney in New Jersey. He was the U.S. Attorney in the Southern District of New York. He later became my boss as the Deputy Attorney General. And Jim, over the years, has changed significantly and become someone who, what he did, quite frankly, during the 2016 campaign to Hillary Clinton, was outrageous. For an FBI agent, which is what he is, he's just the chief FBI agent at the time, to go out there and to make prosecutorial pronouncements to have a hostile takeover of the Justice Department from the Attorney General and the Deputy Attorney General, and then later on to, you know, intervene again and make comments about people's conduct when he didn't have enough evidence from his perspective to charge them. This is the kind of stuff that rogue states involve themselves in. And that's what Jim Comey acted like. And I'll tell you this, Laura, if any of us, when he was Deputy Attorney General, had engaged in that kind of conduct, we would have been fired immediately. So the idea that Jim Comey takes no responsibility for this is outrageous. And one last thing. I'm so sorry you're leaving radio. There's going to be a huge void with you not there.
Yeah.
We'll still see you on Fox. But
yeah,
we're going to miss you on the radio. We'll get to drive in the car and hear Laura Ingraham talking to you. I can tell you that.
Well, thank you so much, Governor. We really appreciate your joining us. Folks can listen on the podcast in the new year. But we'll be in touch, and I want to get you on TV, but we can't because you work for ABC. Governor, thank you so much for your wisdom. We'll take a break. Don't go away.
The Laura Ingraham Show.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates, our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Greetings, this is Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent and Financial Advisor. My team and I want to thank all of our local veterans for your service. We also want to send out best wishes and safety to all our active duty troops here and abroad. Like all of our North State residents, we appreciate the freedoms and lifestyle your service allows us. We know your families miss you during this holiday season, and we want them to know we understand your sacrifices. May God bless you all. From myself, Jeff Avery, my family, and my team, Merry Christmas and the best of New Year's.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform
inform us about their areas of expertise.
We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460, with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Call the Laura Ingram Show, 1-855-40-LAURA.
All right, we have a lot more coming up. 2 more hours for this second to the last of the Laura Ingram Show. Special guests and more fun coming up. If you or a loved one get leg cramps or foot cramps, you know how painful it can be, how disruptive they can be. Muscle cramps can jolt you out of a sound sleep or interrupt your daily life. Well, listen carefully, because I recently learned about TheraWorks Relief. It's a non-greasy foam that's proven to relieve muscle cramps fast and reduce muscle soreness. Plus, with daily use, TheraWorks Relief can even prevent muscle cramps before they start, so you can get a full night's sleep or do the activities you love without worry. TheraWorks Relief only takes minutes to apply, absorbs quickly, and it works. People love the results. You've probably seen Dr. Drew Pinsky on TV talking about TheraWorks Relief, and many of my colleagues on radio are also talking about TheraWorks Relief. Now, the holiday season is right around the corner, so if you know someone who suffers with muscle cramps or muscle soreness, I can't think of a better stocking stuffer. TheraWorks Relief is my choice for preventing and relieving muscle cramps. Make it yours, too. Get TheraWorks Relief today at Walmart, CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, or by talking to your pharmacist. Learn more at TheraWorksRelief.com.
We seniors are one of the biggest targets for identity theft. This is Tom Kelly, CEO of MyID Care, and making every American safer from the effects of ID theft is my goal. Older adults are especially vulnerable because their financial assets and medical identity are valuable to thieves. So a reminder to everyone, don't share personal information by phone or email, and get a comprehensive plan like MyID Care to protect you.
Get 15% off at MyIDCare.com/Laura. MyIDCare.com/Laura.
Visiting Angels is America's choice in senior home care. We believe your loved one should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels provides personal home care up to 24 hours per day, including meals and light housework. Ask about our dementia care at home. You'll select your professional caregiver. Look up visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE.
America's choice in home care.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST oil.